Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. I don't know if it's exactly breaking news, but it's certainly new and good information about the 2021 baseball season. About to talk to Dan Zimborski about his projections, Zips projections for the Padres and other teams on players coming up in 2021. We'll do that after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline, and joining us right now from FanGraphs, ESPN contributor, smart guy, one of our favorites to always have here on the program, Dan Zimborski with us on Ben and Woods. Dan, good morning to you. It's been a bit of a slow offseason so far. Thanks for helping us fill a little time this morning.
Good morning. Slow, but we completed the season, so in 2020, that's all I asked for.
So coming out with your Zips projections, basically, you know, predictions for how players and teams are going to fare in 2021. Now, obviously, it's never completely accurate. Unexpected things that happen, players who overperform, players who underperform. But can you explain to the listeners kind of generally how you come up with your projections and what goes into it each year?
Well, it's a computer projection system. It essentially takes a player's past, looks at some of the advanced data like StatCast in addition to the more traditional data. It compares players to similar cohorts in history for guidance on how they aged and developed. And it comes out with, you know, a midpoint and a whole array of possibilities. It's a lot like storm prediction in a way, which means your goal is just to be as non-terrible of a prediction of the future as possible. Because predicting the future is really, really hard. And, you know, we can only peer through that fog a little bit. And, you know, in the end, hopefully you're right. Hopefully you beat Vegas by a little. Hopefully you don't look too stupid. And I've been doing it for a long time now.
Yeah, you have. And I know that when Ben introduced you, I thought he was going to say noted Eric Hosmer lover Dan Zimborski.
Oh, God.
So I'm looking at your predictions for the Padres. And, Eric Hosmer, there was a slight, was that a compliment I did see? You said something about his increased loft and resulting success. Yeah, he started pretty well. Then he came down with that mysterious illness and was out for a while and then kind of battled back and had a decent year. I mean, and for what you pay him, you expect more than decent. But is there any way you see that increased loft leading to a better season for Hosmer moving forward?
Well, if he can maintain that, then yes, I do think there's a good chance that no, it's still going to be hard to come out even on the deal because the first 2 years were so suboptimal, let's just say. But the problem with Hosmer in a lot of ways is that he kind of has a batting profile like Willie Mays Hayes for Major League, without the speed of Willie Mays Hayes.
Correct.
I mean, he's a first baseman that hits a lot of ground balls, and he did considerably better than that early in the season. And you can see that in his stats. In 2018, his average launch angle when he hit a ball was actually a negative angle. The balls, on average, actually were below where he swung. And that's not great for a first baseman where there's a significant power requirement for the position. But, you know, in 2020, that was much improved. He had an OPS 850 something, I believe, off the top of my head. I think, you know, if he could maintain that, then yeah, he's a solid starting first baseman. But the question for a player is always, can they maintain that? And over the course, if you look at his running average over 20 games last year, that his ground ball rate slowly started ticking up as the season went on. The fly ball started dropping. A little like when you have a New Year's resolution to, you know, not eat spicy foods, and you're not eating buffalo wings in January, and you're having a few around the Super Bowl, and then
and February hits.
Yeah, then by the time you're later, you're like, oh, I just ate 24 nuclear wings, and my gastroenterologist isn't going to renew my prescription now. I know this sounds very specific, but I mean, we'll see. I'm much more positive. I mean, if you look compared to his projection last year, there's a good, I think, 40 OPS bump from his 2020 projection going into the season. So it is a positive sign. I know that people think I'm an Eric Hosmer hater, and, you know, I don't really hate anybody. These aren't personal. But, you know, if the facts on the ground change, then, you know, so does my opinion.
Dan, here in San Diego, we are infatuated with Fernando Tatis Jr., think he's on the verge of becoming the greatest player on the planet. But in your projection system, at least, that doesn't pan out. In fact, Fernando Tatis Jr. isn't even in your top 20 or so players on the list. Why would you say that is? Where's the discrepancy? Are we just blinded by our love for this player, or is there something to be said about how young he is and how few numbers that you really have to go on for a guy like that?
Well, remember, I'm still coming out with 2021 projections, so we don't have everybody. One of the things is he hasn't really gotten to the point where he's had a full season of play. So it's actually the projected playing time, which computers are really poor at, that are so-called, you know, dragging him down a bit. I think you should be infatuated with Fernando Tatis Jr. I'd hate to be in a James Shields position because his reputation has gone largely from, you know, big game James in the playoffs to the guy who was traded for Fernando Tatis Jr. Tatis Jr. is, you know, a superstar. He's has, you know, one of the best long-term projections of any player. I've done 11 teams so far, and right now he would be fifth in WAR projected.
Okay, higher than I have. Okay, so I was looking at the old numbers then.
Yeah. There's still the numbers for 2020 to 2022 that were projected before the 2020 season, so that might be the source of confusion. Because there was a little bit of uncertainty left for Tatis coming into last year. He had a very high batting average on balls in play. But he kind of wiped away those questions in 2020. I mean, Zips is still only projecting 120 games for him, and that's 5.0 WAR. Or 5.1 WAR in the projection, behind only Betts, Acuna, Bellinger, and Chapman among players who have been projected so far. And in terms of rest of career projection, he's behind only Acuna.
Wow.
And that is pretty impressive. I mean, he's a guy who you look at. Oh, and his top comp, because Zips compares players to similar players at the same age offensively, his top two comps were Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter.
Okay,
and nobody gets the A-Rod comp. Nobody does.
That I love. It's one of my favorite parts about Zips is looking at the number one comp. Now, okay, if you go by the Padres, and it says 2021 Zips projection, San Diego Padres, the number one comp for Tatis, like you said, is A-Rod, Dan. But I'm looking at some of the other names, and I do get a little bit panicky when I see Manny Machado's number one comp as Sal Bando. Because in my mind, I'm like, well, he's way better than Sal Bando, or do I just not know how good Sal Bando was?
Well, one, Sal Bando was really, really good.
Okay, I feel a little better.
Yeah, he was good. And also, they're offensive comps. Sal Bando wasn't an amazing defensive player. Manny Machado at third base is still a really, really excellent defensive player. He's probably a little stretched if they had moved him to shortstop at this point. But these are offensive comps because, you know, you're trying to project them offensively.
Okay. Well, then you get really excited when you go down and you look at the pitching comps because you see Denelson Lamet's number one comp, Ben, Bob Gibson. I'm like, oh, okay, now we're talking. Then you look at Mackenzie
Gore. I'm afraid of Denelson Lamet now.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, you say anything bad, he'll put one right in your ear. And then you look you see Mackenzie Gore and Steve Carlton, and you're like, all right, now we're working here.
One of the things you do have to take into consideration is that it's comparing them at similar portions of their career.
Correct.
Bob Gibson wasn't quite Bob Gibson yet, but he's compared to the right Bob Gibson. Something that always comes up a few times a year is that people forget there's another Bob Gibson that played baseball. There was a reliever for the Brewers and the Mets in the 80s named Bob Gibson. And so sometimes people will see kind of this average-ish reliever compared to Bob Gibson. It's like, why is he compared to Bob Gibson? So I actually had to change the other Bob Gibson's. His name in my database is now not that Bob Gibson.
Robert Gibson. Robbie Gibson. Bob
Gibson. So I have a number of players like that. I have not that Bob Gibson. I have other Frank Thomas. I have slightly worse Alex Gonzalez. Because, you know, people have the same name. I mean, there's not a lot of Dan Zimborskis out there, but there are multiple Bob Gibsons.
I feel like there's been a couple of Pedro Martinez's in the league that haven't necessarily been that Pedro Martinez.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Either. So, Dan, if for Padres fans who are looking for the specific team projection, do you know when that is coming out and what their best way to find it is?
Well, they're coming out over the course of December. We started a little early this year. And we'll be done with them all before the end of the year. You can find them at Fangraphs.com. They're coming up once a day. The Padres are up. And I've already done the Dodgers and the Braves. And the Padres project better than the Braves.
Wow.
So with the Dodgers already out, and yeah, I'm sorry to say the Dodgers do project as the best team.
We understand. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, I want to apologize for that because, you know, I do want to root for the underdog. But right now, at least in the projections, and of course, you know, seasons have a way of ruining expectations and projections, but right now the Padres look like the second-best team in the National League.
And this is before we go through any of the off-season changes, pickups, additions, whatever happens. So, not bad. Second-best team in the National League behind only the defending World Series champions.
I'll take it.
Unfortunately, they're in the same division, obviously, but at this point, if you're a Padres fan, I don't think you can help. You hope for much better. Well, Dan, we'll keep an update on what's going on in the offseason. If things change, maybe we'll get you on a little closer to spring training, but always appreciate a few minutes to visit.
Always fun, guys. Until next time. Thanks. Say hi to Eno for me.
Thanks, Dan. We will.
Dan Zimborski on our SDCCU fan hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card. You could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Speaking of winning, we need someone to call in and play real or fake, a chance to qualify for our grand prize Vegas getaway and dinner for two at a couple of different restaurants. We'll give you the details, but start dialing 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll play our game in just a minute with new modified rules that Woodsy didn't seem to be a big fan of yesterday.
I thought
you'd like those.
No, I don't care.
The changes that we made.
I usually get embarrassed on real or fake anyway, so I like to just be here to help.
But we didn't use him yesterday.
No, he didn't need me. The guy was a stud.
He got a lifeline, basically, but he didn't even need any help to qualify for that trip to Vegas. So I don't know. I see the lines ringing. Let's get to it. Let's play a little real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, we're qualifying listeners all month for the chance to win our grand prize. Dinner for two at the world-famous Benihana. Dinner for two at Fresco Italiano, voted number one Italian restaurant on TripAdvisor. And a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Legendary Vegas fun. Polly, who do we have on the line here?
We have Blake.
Blake, you are up for a little real or fake. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to set up today's topic here on Real or Fake, Woods. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but Lions coach Daryl Bevel told everybody that his two daughters' boyfriends, both asked for permission to pop the question this week. Do we have the audio of that, Paulie? Let's play that.
It was Saturday. All the days are running together already. But on Saturday, I was with my family, my wife, my three daughters, and then my two, I guess, future son-in-laws now. They both wanted to talk to me this past weekend. But we were at the Henry Ford Museum, and we were having a good time there, and then got a text and ended up calling and talking to Rod and Sheila.
So this happens on the same weekend that two men asked you for your daughter's hands in marriage. Is that how we're understanding it correctly?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, two of them. I got two older daughters, and it both happened. And the kind of funny story, one of them, so my middle daughter's a softball player at BYU, and so she wanted, when she came up here, she's like, I haven't got enough hitting yet. I want to go hit. So we went out and hit, and one of them took a softball off the eye. So he asked me why we were in the emergency room getting him stitched up, ow, if you can believe it.
Wow. Well, congrats on all that, Daryl.
Thank you. I do have to say one thing, though. So the two guys asked me for my permission. They haven't officially asked them yet.
Oh,
so
no.
That's where I was.
Oh,
just permission.
Okay.
So I don't know when that's coming, but just to be clear.
You know you're on a press conference,
yeah,
right?
Kind of ruined the surprise a little bit. So that's the theme. Proposals today on Real
Proposals,
or Fake.
Proposals, okay.
I've obtained a list of the top spots in the world to propose marriage, ooh, according to Instagram. I will give you a location. You tell me if it's a real place on the list or a fake that is
sounds
not
easy,
a place to propose.
Sounds
got it?
Easy, yep.
All right, what is it, Blake again? Round number one, Blake. You ready? The Golden Gate Bridge, real or fake top proposal spot?
I'm going to say fake.
You're absolutely right. And by the way, if you need help from Woods,
I'm here, buddy.
Available to give you advice.
I've been pushed
here.
Out.
All right, 1 point, best of seven, four gets you the win. Round two. Dodger Stadium, real or fake proposal spot?
That better be fake.
It is fake.
Thank God.
All right, 2 points. Very good. All right, round three. The Eiffel Tower, real or fake proposal spot?
I'll say that's real.
Got
it. Got it. He's nailing it.
One of the coolest things you'll ever see in your life.
It would be a great spot, wouldn't it?
It's beautiful.
All right, let's go. The Grand Canyon, real or fake proposal spot for the win, by the way, Blake.
I'm going to say that's fake.
That one's actually real.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes
one
sense.
Of the top
beautiful
spots. Good Instagram pictures for the proposal. That's okay. You still have three more chances to get one more correct.
Don't blow this.
Let's go with Central Park, real or fake. New York Central Park, real or fake proposal spot.
That's still real.
Number one in the
beautiful
world, according to Instagram. And with
congratulations.
That, congratulations, Blake. You are a winner today on Real or Fake. And you're qualified to win our grand prize, drawing trip to Vegas, the dinners at Fresco and at Benihana. Thanks for playing our game, Real or Fake.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Can I ask you, Woods?
Yes.
Where did you propose to the lovely Hannah Nancaro?
At the beach where they scattered her father's ashes
beach
and did a paddle out.
But not at the same time.
Different times.
Okay.
Yes.
Just,
wow.
Just making sure.
Wow.
You sounded like they were connected somehow.
Well, that's why
I
wanted,
chose
our
it.
Special
it's a
beach.
Special spot.
Yeah, we also got married there.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Interesting.
Each day's better than the next.
We got half the
go
show
on
still to go. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we got a fun Don't Do This. We've got still guests coming. You know, Sarah's talking Padres trade proposals
smart
in our
guy
second
radio
half of the show
today
as well. Yes, it absolutely is. Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.